Welcome to this first in a two-semester course on Old Testament church history. The history of the world is one of God's original creation of man in a state of bliss, man's fall through sin, and God's redemption of a people from the guilt, penalty, and dominion of sin. The church is God's people and kingdom who he has redeemed. For this course, students will need the textbook, Thy Kingdom Come, A Sketch of Christ's Church in History, Book 1. In addition, students will need the student test book for Thy Kingdom Come, Book 1. Students are allowed to have and read the student test book before having these tests contained in the book administered by a parent or another adult. Students can and should learn the answers to the test before the time of the test administration. But when the test is actually administered by a parent or another adult, students should not be allowed to have the textbook Thy Kingdom Come, Book 1 in front of them. It is important that the answers to these questions are learned by memory, and not simply a reliance upon looking at the textbook and answering the questions. Once the test is completed by a student, the answers should be submitted electronically to Westminster Covenant Academy for grading. With that administration aside, let's now turn in your textbook, Thy Kingdom Come, A Sketch of Christ's Church in History, Book 1. Turn to the page showing the timeline of church history in its formation and Jewish dispensation. The dates shown on this timeline, and that one will read when reading this textbook, are dates that were calculated by Bishop Usher around 400 years ago. There are various complicating factors in knowing to the precise year what year the world was created, as well as what precise year some of these events listed on the timeline occurred. Bishop Usher did his best to come up with a date which he thinks has a reasonably good chance of being the date, but we should keep in mind that what we can say with certainty is that these events occurred around these dates. So, for instance, Bishop Usher believed that the world was created in 4004 BC, according to this timeline. What we can say with certainty is sometime around 4000 BC, the world was created based upon information we can read in the Bible, as well as other information from other historical records. This is very different from what evolutionists assert, who believe the universe came into existence billions of years ago. But as Christians, we believe the testimony of God, and we believe that the people of God throughout history have retained that testimony. We believe that is much more credible than believing in the mere speculations of modern man as to the nature in which the universe came into existence and when it came into existence. Notice, too, that Abraham, according to the timeline, lived around 2000 BC. To be precise, the timeline indicates 1996 BC is when Abraham was born. So for our purposes, we should remember that Abraham was around 2000 BC when he lived. Notice that the Exodus occurred around 1500 BC. So about 500 years after Abraham lived is when the Exodus occurred from Egypt by the Israelites. And notice as well that around 1000 BC is when King Solomon and his father King David lived. you will see on this timeline that in 1012, the foundation of King Solomon's temple was laid. Then moving on, around 500 BC is when the Jews were taken captive to Babylon and then subsequently returned to Israel. And then further down on this timeline, we see that Jesus Christ was born, that he came into the earth around 0 BC. In the exhibits accompanying this lecture series on Exhibit 1, you will notice that there's a timeline showing Old Testament and New Testament church history. It is important that you become familiar with these timelines, that you have a general sense as students as far as the timing of major events in church history, such as the creation of the world, such as when Abraham lived, such as when the Exodus occurred, when King David lived, when Christ came into the earth, when the Protestant Reformation occurred, and some of these other major events. For this, just for this first week, the assignment will be to prepare your own timeline. There will be no test this first week, but simply an assignment. And students are asked to prepare a timeline of church history showing both Old Testament as well as New Testament church history. After completion of this timeline, students should electronically submit their assignment to Westminster Covenant Academy. So again, do this study of the timeline as well as do the assignment. And next week we shall consider Chapter 1.